Public Hearing Bylaw 8 2024 Amendment to Clean Energy Improvement Tax Bylaw 26 2021 to be conducted as a hybrid in the Council Chambers, 3rd Floor, St. Albert Place, 5 St. Anne Street and virtual via Zoom during the regular meeting of Council scheduled for 2 p.m. on March 19, 2024 in accordance with Section 390.3.5. of the Municipal Government Act. A public hearing has been scheduled to take place on Tuesday, March 19, 2024, for Bylaw 8 2024. If Bylaw 8 2024 is passed, the annual maximum funding amounts to be allocated to the city's Clean Energy Improvement Program, CEIP, will be updated to state the maximum amount of funding be allocated for the entire four-year program. The CEI tax bylaw establishes a financing program that facilitates the construction and installation of qualified clean energy improvement to eligible properties. Details of Bylaw 8 2024 may be obtained by emailing mmyers@stalbert.ca. A copy of the proposed bylaw may also be accessed on the City of St. Albert website, Public Hearings Events page stalbert.ca/events/calendar/public-hearings at the link to the March 19, 2024 public hearing. Speaking to City Council at the public hearing unless otherwise indicated in the advertising and notification for the public hearing, individuals or groups wishing to address Council on their own behalf at a public hearing from a remote location by electronic means of communication must register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca by 11 a.m. on the day of the public hearing if the public hearing is being conducted either electronically or as a hybrid meeting with option of participating electronically. Where the public hearing offers the option to address Council in person, individuals and groups wishing to address Council on their own behalf in person at the public hearing may register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca up to 1 hour prior to the commencement of the public hearing, and additionally a sign-in sheet will be available at the entrance to Council Chambers for individuals and groups who have not previously registered but wish to address Council on their own behalf in person at the public hearing. Individuals wishing to address Council in the capacity of agent for one or more other persons at a public hearing, whether by electronic means of communication or in person where that format is available, must a. register with Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca by 3:30 p.m. on the Friday preceding the public hearing, or by 3:30 p.m. on the Thursday preceding the public hearing if the Friday preceding the public hearing is a statutory holiday, declaring their intention to act as an agent at the public hearing, and b. submit a separate, completed, and signed agent declaration form, which may be obtained from Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca for each affected party that they will be representing. An agent declaration form must be signed and dated by both the individual being represented and the representing agent and must be submitted to Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca no later than 11 a.m. on March 19, 2024. Note: members of the public may speak for up to 5 minutes. This does not include the time to respond to questions from members. Written submissions: whether or not an individual is making a verbal presentation at a public hearing, the following rules govern how written submissions to Council must be made with respect to the public hearing. A. Written submissions must be emailed to Legislative Services at hearings@stalbert.ca no later than 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday, March 13, 2024. Written submissions received by this deadline will be included in the meeting agenda package that is distributed to Council members and posted on the City's public website. It is open to members of the public who have missed the written submission deadline to register to speak at the public hearing. B. Written submissions received either by administration or councillors after the deadline noted above will not be considered by Council at the public hearing. And C. Written submissions must include the name of the person making the submission. For further information regarding the public hearing, please see Schedule E, of Procedure Bylaw 24-2022 on the City of St. Albert website stalbert.ca, at the link to Bylaws. Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. If you submit comments on Bylaw 8-2024 either orally or in writing, the information you provide may be recorded in the minutes of the public hearing, or otherwise be made public, subject to the provisions of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Dates of Gazette publication: March 7, 2024 and March 14, 2024. Revised Public Notice to Electors of the City of St. Albert Bylaw 3 2024, Section 258 Municipal Government Act. To be conducted as a hybrid in the Council Chambers, 3rd floor, St. Albert Place, 5 St. Anne Street and virtual via Zoom during the regular meeting of Council scheduled for 1 p.m. on April 16, 2024. Take notice that the Council of the City of St. Albert, in the province of Alberta, has on January 23, 2024, given first reading to borrowing Bylaw 3 2024, which will, upon final passage and approval, authorize the proper officers of the city to borrow monies to authorize the financing for Millennium Park. The net amount authorized to be borrowed under Bylaw 3 2024 on the credit and security of the municipality at large is a sum not exceeding $20,800,000. The borrowing is to be repayable in combined principal and interest installments over a period not to exceed 20 years calculated at a rate not exceeding the interest rate fixed on the date of the borrowing, and not to exceed 10%, per annum. And further take notice that, unless a petition of the electors for a vote on borrowing Bylaw 3 2024 is presented, as provided for by Section 231 of the Municipal Government Act, the Council may pass the borrowing bylaw. All persons interested are hereby notified and are required to govern themselves accordingly. Copies of the proposed bylaw may be found on the City of St. Albert website stalbert.ca/cosa/meetings agendas minutes video at the link to the January 23, 2024 Council agenda or by emailing legislative@stalbert.ca to obtain a copy. Dated at the City of St. Albert, in the province of Alberta, this 23rd day of January 2024. Information for electors 1. Pursuant to Section 1(1)(i) of the Municipal Government Act, an elector is a person who is eligible to vote in an election for a councillor under the Local Authorities Election Act. Section 47(1) of Local Authorities Election Act defines an eligible person as a person who is at least 18 years old, is a Canadian citizen, and resides in Alberta and the person's place of residence is located in the local jurisdiction on election day. 2. A valid petition requires authenticated signatures of a number of electors constituting at least 10% of the population of St. Albert. 3. Pursuant to relevant provisions of both the Municipal Government Act and City Council Policy, see SOW 22 Borrowing Bylaw Advertising, in order to be valid a petition of the electors must be submitted to the Office of the Chief Administrative Officer of St. Albert not later than the close of business on April 2, 2024. 4. If a petition of electors is not received by April 2, 2024, the Council may proceed to pass second and third readings of Bylaw 3 2024 at any time thereafter, but not later than January 20, 2026. 5. Further requirements of a petition are provided in Sections 221 to 226 of the Municipal Government Act. qp.alberta.ca/documents/acts/m26.pdf Date of the last publication of this notice is March 14, 2024. Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. Should a petition of the electors for a vote on borrowing Bylaw 3 2024 be received, despite the provisions of the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, the names and addresses of signatories to that petition will be handled in accordance with Section 226.2 of the Municipal Government Act. Dates of publication: February 1, 2024, March 7, 2024 and March 14, 2024.